Refugee advocates fear for the safety of a 65-year-old Afghan man who is set to be deported to Kabul today. The man is from the minority Hazara community who hasn't lived in Afghanistan for decades. The Taliban persecutes Hazaras on the grounds they're Shia Muslims who they regard as heretics. If he's sent back, refugee advocates say he'll be the first Hazara to be forcibly removed from Australia in years. And advocates suspect he could be the first of many Hazaras who face being sent back to Afghanistan. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports.
The 65-year-old Hazara man arrived by boat seeking asylum in Australia several years ago. Originally from Uruzgan, the man, whose name has been withheld for safety reasons, had lived for decades in the Pakistani city of Quetta. Despite not being in Afghanistan since the 1980s, he now faces the prospect of being sent back there and to Kabul, a city where he has no family links.
He has no family and no connections in Kabul. He is illiterate and he's unskilled.
Sonia Caton is a lawyer who is also the chairwoman of the Refugee Council of Australia. Ms. Caton says a refugee review tribunal heard his case for asylum late last year. There it was determined that there was a risk to his life if he was sent back to Uruzgan, but not if he was returned to Kabul.
I think the concerning issue here is that there is inconsistency in decision-making within the refugee tribunal, where a large number of Hazaras have been granted protection in similar situations. They've found that Kabul is an insecure place to relocate to. In this particular decision, Kabul was found to be secure to relocate to.
Hazaras were persecuted during the Taliban's rule, mostly because they're Shia Muslims, a group considered to be heretical to the Sunni extremists. And the threat remains today. Hundreds of thousands have fled from regional areas to Kabul, where it's comparatively safer. But Lisa Schuster, a Kabul-based expert on the Hazaras, says the prospects for the 65-year-old man are bleak if he is sent back.
Given the current situation, a situation in which there's 48% unemployment, and that's a conservative estimate, given the poverty, given the lack of a welfare system, I really don't understand how the Australian government expects him to survive.
Activists such as Lisa Schuster say the man's situation is being seen in Kabul as a test case, as she fears it could lead to dozens of other Hazaras seeking asylum in Australia being forcibly sent back, something refugee groups say hasn't been attempted since 2011. Ms. Schuster says Western governments have a history of using aid money as leverage to get Afghanistan's Ministry for Refugees and Repatriation to take back asylum seekers.
So the ministry is entirely dependent on foreign aid money in order to be able to provide any kind of services to the 600,000 internally displaced people in Kabul and to the 5 million people who have returned from Pakistan and Iran. As a result, it's in a very weak situation, which means that foreign governments are able to and do exert a huge amount of pressure on a weak, and I have to say, not particularly competent ministry to do whatever they want.
The Minister for Refugees and Repatriation, Jamahir Anwari, recently survived a no-confidence motion in Afghanistan's parliament over corruption allegations. There is no suggestion that the Australian government is linked in any way to these activities. Lawyers for the 65-year-old Hazara man are seeking an injunction to stop his deportation that is set for later today. This is Michael Edwards reporting for AM.
And a spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government will not be confirming or denying any possible removal action taken by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection.